Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Lavelle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, as we come together, Father, all of us under, and all those who are with me, Father, as under this, the sound of my voice, my Father God, we just all come together collectively to your presence. We come through the gates of thanksgiving, Father. Thank you. Thank you for pointing unto us that golden scepter of righteousness so that we can come. For no man can come to you except he be drawn by your spirit. So, Father, the very fact that all of us who are tuning in, Lord, to this radio broadcast now, Father God, hallelujah. You called us into your presence. That's what this is. You called people, Father, all the way through the gates of thanksgiving. That's why we say thank you, Father, for the invitation. All the way through the course of praise. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise, Father. All the way through this broadcast and all the way through our church service and all our rituals and ceremonies and services and worship towards you, Father, all the way through there, our traditions, our religions, all the way through there, all the way, Father, into your very presence. Hallelujah. That's what this is all about, Paul. That which you have desired, Father, for all eternity, is that we might dwell in your presence, in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty. In the kingdom of heaven, Father, on earth, in the Garden of Eden, in your literal presence, and just dwell in that atmosphere and in that environment, Father. And there we say thank you, Lord. And there we say thank you. Now, Father, we humble ourselves under the ministry of your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your love. And now we humble ourselves under the ministry, Father, of your Holy Spirit, that he might lead and guide us just like Jesus said, into the truth. Not just the knowledge of your word, but to grow and begin to walk in the reality of your word. Thereby bringing glory to your name, Father, for your name's sake. Hallelujah. So, Father, even before we invite the Holy Spirit to speak to us, Father, we say yes to your will and yes to your way, Father. Be it unto us according to your word. Your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. So shall it be. Now, Holy Spirit, anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. Anoint these lips of clay to minister to all of our needs, to our spirits, to our souls, and to our bodies. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got to say thank you, Jesus, again, Lord, for allowing us, you know, and for allowing me and all of you, you know, who will go there and to really go there. Hey, listen, this is an invitation. And watch, this invitation ain't from anybody. This invitation is from our Father in heaven, the Most High God. Listen, I'm talking about the light that's in the Word. The Word say this here. All you with heavy laden, come unto him. This yoke is easy, his burden is light, and you'll find rest for your soul. You know what he say? Come unto him. In Hebrews, the Word say, man, come boldly. What? Where? To the throne of God's grace. Come well, TV, you kind of missed that. You know, you might just know the word and not. He said, come boldly to the throne of God's grace. To the throne of God's grace. Well, let me tell you something. That's the center of authority right there. The throne, and when he's sitting on his throne, everybody, his word, every word he says is law, but when he's sitting on his throne, hey, baby, that's the center of power. That's the center of authority. That's the most highest power. So, nothing can nothing is above that. Nothing is above that word. Nothing. And you say, come boldly. Now, I just know any kind of way, come boldly. Well, all the way, man, up to his throne. That's why I say go past the church service. All the way up to the throne of God's grace. To the throne, to the seat. Listen, can you imagine somebody sitting there, man? Well, let me say it in a better way. Can you imagine, man, your father sitting in his chair, man, you know, and then he tell you, man, to come sit in his lap? You his little child. And your father see you come and he reach his hands out to you and he say, man, come on, baby. Well, don't just come to the throne, but come sit in my lap. And let's talk and let's fellowship and let's just love on each other. It's like a father with his child. How would that word mean? Come boldly to the throne of God's grace. And there ain't no any seat, man. It's the seat of his grace. Listen, man, I don't want to offend nobody, but, man, all the teaching that we have, that the church out there know about grace, that's religious teachings. And that's controversy and all that. In the kingdom, ain't no controversy about the grace of God. It's a total different thing, man, what they're talking about out there in religion. Hey, Lord, boy, come on, Satan, I said, deleted, I passed. Somebody say, what did he say? I say, ah, he is a heard and our eyes ain't seen. We living so far below our rights and privileges. Because of that, because of a lack of knowledge, because of a lack of, let me say it the way, you know, is what it really means. Let me say that because of a lack of knowledge. Because of a lack of revelation knowledge. See, there's a lot of knowledge. The Bible says knowledge in itself will just puff you up, you know. You get a degree in something, boy, you think yourself, especially in the attorney field, boy, they get some degree in law, man, and boy, let me tell you something, big. Knowledge will puff you up. It'll build you up, and it'll give you some wealth and knowledge and all that and everything else. But I ain't talking about that kind of knowledge, because all that's fade away. That's just temporary. I'm talking about revelation knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Revelation knowledge. What kind of knowledge is that? That's knowledge that's revealed. The knowledge of God's word that is revealed. That's revelation knowledge. That can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit. That's why we always welcome the Holy Spirit and say, okay, yeah, you make it plain and you make it simple. Sometimes, you know, that's what my, you know, that, you know, I always go before the Lord and say, Lord, you know, please let me, allow me to make it your word as you minister your word through me, Father. I don't want to get in the way. Just make it plain and simple so that even a child could catch it. Because I come to discover something. I come to discover this, that the majority of the saints, that's all the believers in God, in Christ Jesus, all the church members, the majority of them, they don't know the word. They're not disciples. They're saints. They're children of the Most High God. But they don't know the word. They're not disciples. And the reason why they're not disciples, oh Lord, I don't know. The reason why they're not disciples is because they ain't been discipled. In other words, because they don't know. They don't know the importance of the word. It's more important than the air that we breathe. That's your life support system. That's what you've been reconnected back to. That's what you've been reconciled back to. Well, with the word, I told you, when you come, when the king is sitting on his throne, and boy, he tell you to come all the way up to his throne, and he your father, and tell your child to jump in his lap. Let me tell you something. When he's talking to you from there, man, that's love. That's grace. That's mercy. That's nothing but love. Why? Because that's his character. That's his nature. That's who he is. Nothing but love. And boy, he summons us into that place. Well, all the way up to the throne of his grace. And watch this here. And not only that, to the throne of his grace. That's his love. That's his unconditional love. That's his agape love. That's love that ain't got no condition to it. It's unconditional love. It's one love, unconditional. That nothing can separate us from, glory to God. Not even the sin that Adam did, man, that separate us from the presence of the Lord. But ain't nothing ever separated us from the love of God, baby. That's why he's always been there. He's always been there. He's always been there, boy. From the beginning, man, all the way to now, all the way to the end, he's going to always be there. One thing, boy, he's faithful to a boy. And he told Adam and Eve, them, man, even when they fail, I ain't never going to leave you. And I ain't never going to forsake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, listen, you my child, and I'm responsible for you. Anything go wrong in your life, man, listen, I'm responsible for you. You mine. I'm Lord. That's Father. That's why it's important, man, to make it more than just God, but Father. That's the source and the sustainer of our life. Boy, he told that boy, he said, listen, I promise you, man, I can be in that relationship, being my presence and everything, it ain't like that no more. But I ain't in you no more, but I'm going to always be around you, baby. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to shake you. And one day, boy, in the fullness of time, hey, I'm going to redeem your life from this separation. And I'm going to bring you back, man, to that original place than me and you was before you got separated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's that, boy? That's the grace of God. That's the love of God. That's the love of God displayed in his favor. Some people call it unmerited favor, man. Every day, everything that God do for us, we deserve it. We the apple of his eye. We deserve being redeemed from the curse of the law. We deserve being healed. We deserve being saved. We deserve everything that we get from God. We deserve it. We deserve it. Don't let your shortcomings, man, and your faults and mistakes and weaknesses and inabilities and so-called sins in your life, man, think that you're not deserving, man, of all of the love of God and the grace of God. Man, we deserve forgiveness. Somebody say, what? Man, let me tell you, you don't know. This one man's sins, man, caused us men to be like where we are. Not my sins. Not your sins. My sins and your sins is a result of one man's disobedience. Adam. I was born this way. You was born that way. Dead in trespassing and sin. In other words, separated from God because of trespassing and sin. And without hope in the world, the Bible says, ain't no way you could save yourself. What is that, boy? That's the grace of God that come looking for you and saved you. And let me tell you something, that was 2,000 years ago. What he did, he not only come looking for you, boy, he came saved you. Came delivered us. Came healed us. Came provided for us and came and did everything that he told Adam and Eve them that he was going to do. Boy, redeem your life from this separation from me because of your transgression of my word and restore you back to that original place. That's the place I've been telling you about, man, you know, that I preach about, that I talk about. Hey, that of the goodness of our God. What? That place is available to us. It's within our reach. If you haven't received it yet, it's within your reach. And if you have received it, it's even got closer than within your reach. It's on the inside of some of us. And boy, that's what my hope and desire is, that it not just be man among you, but boy, that you receive it. Receive what, man? The kingdom of God. Receive that place. Receive the invitation. And not only receive it, man, but man, you go. Go where? All the way into the presence of the Most High God. Listen, Jesus said, I'm the door. Become any other kind of way, you're a thief and a robber, but I'm the door into that place. It ain't no more flaming sword, man, angels with flaming sword there, man, to protect the way to the tree of life no more. They gone. What's there now? They've been replaced with a door. What's the door? Boy, that's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Jesus. That's the gospel of Jesus. That's the good news all about Jesus, maybe, but that's the door. And I say, we got to come past the door, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past the door, all the way into the presence, all the way, man, into the place. Boy, you know what I come to find out, man? You know what I've discovered? Like I said earlier, the majority of the church don't know about the place. They don't know, man, about behind that door. They don't know what's behind the door, and they don't know. And in some cases, let me be straight there. They know what's behind the door, but they don't know, man. I don't even know how to say it. No, they can't know what's behind. They don't know what's behind the door. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They don't know what's behind the door, because if they knew what was behind the door, well, they'd be forcing their way into it. So they don't know what's behind the door. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, my people being destroyed from a lack of knowledge, but they don't know. So like I said, I discovered that, man, majority of the saints, They don't know the word. They don't know the message of the Bible. Let me say it in a simpler way. I could almost say, man, probably 80% of the church, they don't know nothing about the kingdom. They don't know nothing about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Let me take it a step further. The majority of our theologists, see, I went to Bible college way back in, well, I don't know when that was, early 2000, you know, and man, you know, and when I went to Bible college, boy, the first thing that they taught me, man, is, you know, in the beginning was the Old Testament 101 and 102. And the first thing I, you know, that I saw in there that they taught me and people, man, in the Old Testament was this. The theme of the Bible, the theme of the Old Testament, is the restoration of God's kingdom. And man, you know, I ain't hear no more else about too much about the kingdom. The only time I heard about the kingdom in there was it was a byproduct. And all the time the theme of, they told me the theme of the Bible was the restoration of God's kingdom. And so I've been beginning to look a little further, and then I'm beginning to study. I begin to see that even in theology, they had no curriculum, man, about the kingdom. But the theme of the Bible was supposed to be all about what they're teaching people, that the theme of the Bible is all about, but they have no curriculum on the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What the Bible is all about. And no curriculum on that. They're talking hermeneutics and a whole lot of things, man. But they ain't teach me nothing about the kingdom, what the Bible is all about. And then I discovered why, because they didn't have no curriculums on the kingdom. So kingdom was not their theology. So they brought to the word, man, their concepts of what it say. And with that, you know, they never, man, understood, man, the original precepts. What the Bible is all about. What God intended. So without knowing his precepts, his original intent, and his original idea, and his original plan and purpose, then you bring to the Bible your concepts. That's your ideas of what it says. And what it means. Well, man, what I'm talking about, that's revealed by the Holy Spirit. That's revelation knowledge. Jesus said this here, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have no life in you. And they say, man, what is he talking about? If he wanted us to be cannibals, Jesus said, no, listen, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit. They come from a spirit. God is a spirit. His word is spirit. And it's addressed to a spirit. It is addressed to the spirit of man. See, a lot of men minister in the word of God, man, we bring their concept to it. It means a lot to your soul. And that's good. That's why you get emotionally stirred up on Sundays and when you hear a good sermon and the way is hooked to you, you know, because it has a lot to do with it. And if it's hooked to you in the right way, maybe you'll get stirred up and emotionally and everything else. That's the same thing that people do when they go to a concert. Boy, when they get a few drinks in them and the music gets sounding good, man, they get the same thing, same principle, same process, same thing that they're in different worlds. But, man, let me tell you something. The saints don't know nothing about the kingdom. Because that's not in our theology. In fact, in the Western world, man, you know, it's we don't have no concepts of it. You mentioned kingdom of God or the kingdom in the religious world, probably half the majority of people, first thing they think about it, the kingdom hall, the Jehovah's Witness. You, Listen, I don't mean to be harsh on here, but you know, it's time for us to grow up, and sometimes we need a little bit more stronger food than milk. Sometimes we need to mix a little parable with it. So what you mean, Audrey? How much do you know about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? And how much do you know about the gospel of it? Why you ask me that, Arthur? Because that's very important, because that's what Jesus Christ came preaching and teaching. Not just the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, but the good news about it. What's the gospel, what's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? That's a place that has an atmosphere and an environment in it, man, that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. An atmosphere and an environment, a place. Can you imagine dwelling in the presence of the Most High God? Can you imagine that place is available to you? Well, when he say, come boldly to the throne of God, pray, what do you think that's at? What do you think I'm talking about? That place. In that atmosphere. And watch this here. You can dwell there. David had a revelation of it, wrote it down, but you know his revelation was this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. That's a secret place. It ain't hidden from you. And when they say secret, it ain't mean it ain't hidden from you, it's hidden for you. And for all of those men, whosoever we are. Whosoever we are what? Whosoever will receive it. What do you mean receive? See mean to have. Receive mean to have again. What do you mean receive? To grab a hold of, to seize it, and to place it in your possession. What? The good news, man, about the kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That's your inheritance. That's what God originally intended and planned and purposed and destined for our life, and that we would dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. All the days of our life, that we would not just visit that place, but that we would dwell in that place and in that atmosphere and in that environment. Can you imagine that? That's available to us, and that's available to us right now. When you hear me say the kingdom of heaven is here, I'm not talking about, man, you know, like in the millennium when Jesus Christ gonna come back, man, and set up a physical kingdom on his earth. I ain't talking about like what the religious people, man, was asking and looking for him to set up on the earth, a physical kingdom. No, I'm talking about a spiritual kingdom, man. That's on the inside of us. I'm talking about the kingdom of God that's in us. First, before it can get on the earth, you got to get in the earth. You got to get in the sons of man on the earth, mankind. And then it'll be manifested on the earth, man. The only way it can be manifested on the earth, you got to get in the earth. That's why I say that kingdom come and that will be done well in earth. Just as it is in heaven. So we can get on earth. Before we can get on earth, they got to get in us. And then we manifest it on the earth. We manifest it on the earth. The heaven belongs to God that he gave to us. He said, now you colonize it. I give you a sovereignty, dominion, royal power, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I give you power on everything. Complete sovereignty. Complete reign. Now you make it in your territory just like it is in the territory that you come from. But that man make that place what? The whole earth. Just like that place you come from. Well, hell. And I give you everything that you have need of to do. Hallelujah. I give you everything that you have need of, man, to even when you fall, to come boldly back into that place. That's what God summons us to. Because, see, in that place right there, you can't love it up by shot that boy, you a winner. You know, you sang that song, that girl sang, man, you know, everything attached to me, win. Let me tell you something, boy, everything attached to that place, hey, everything that's reconciled back to God and growing in the knowledge of that, man, you can't help but to win, man. Why? Because you're attached to a winner. Ooh, boy, you're attached to Jesus Christ. You're attached to the Holy Spirit. You're attached to the Father God in heaven. You're attached to the Most High God. And boy, if you're attached to that, if you're in that place, if you're attached to that, man, you ought to, man, listen, you cease from all your works, man, and you don't worry about nothing. Hallelujah. Because in that place, boy, everything is all right. Where that place? That's a place called Him. That we often dream about. A place where the song say, what? But time stands still. And you actually feel, you know, the love of God. A place where death ain't even heard of. The only thing that's flowing is a fountain of love. What a place. And let me tell you something, that's where I'm going to be when he come back for me. But dwelling in that place. Why? Because, boy, I come to the knowledge of the truth. What, boy, what? That place that we all thinking is sweet by and by, and it is there. There's a place there, too. You know, there's a future kingdom, too. Hey, there's another kingdom, too. That's Jesus coming back and set up a kingdom up on his earth. But that's in a whole nother season. You in a season, man, where you set up the kingdom of heaven, man, in the earth. In you, in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, in your attitude. That's where it's at. He set it up in your spirit, and then by the renewing of your mind, he set it up in our soul. How? By the renewing of your mind. How you going to renew your mind? By the washing of the water by the word. That's why I say, man, you know, you don't have no disciples, and that's a serious indictment against those who are supposed to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? Because God gave them a gift to the saints, man, what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of their ministry, to disciple them. Jesus told the disciples, man, go into all the world, man, and make disciples of all men. They've been made church members out of them. They've been made servants out of them. Men instead of men's sons. They went and made church citizens out of them instead of men citizens of the kingdom. He did what he said, go and disciple them. Go and make disciples. How? By teaching them what I taught you. What he taught them all about the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven, you read the Bible. You read the four gospels. And man, you read it in this life, in this way. I'm seeking the kingdom of God, Father. Now show me, man, this kingdom that this brother is talking about. I guarantee you, boy, the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Why? Because you'll be doing something that he said, boy. But your number one priority, I'm talking about above all, your number one priority, boy, is to seek this kingdom. And let me tell you something. I ain't talking about second, third, fourth, or fifth, or when all else fails. If you'll seek that first, if you'll make that your number one priority, he said it this way, boy, and probably say, if you seek me with your whole heart, not only will you find me, man, but you'll find all that I have for you, all your inheritance. When? If you seek me with your whole heart. What do you mean, boy? If you make, boy, that your number one priority. It's recorded in the Bible this way. If you seek first, this kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything that you're searching for out here in this world, in this life here, out here, all that will be added unto you on a daily basis. You won't even have to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it, everything else, boy, everything stuff. That's all man is taking care of in the kingdom. As an ambassador of the kingdom, as a representative of the kingdom, and let me tell you something, ambassador don't pay no bills. The government pays for everything, glory to God. Say that again, brother. Boy, as an ambassador, you can be all that, boy. I'm an ambassador. You can be all the religious tie and everything else, but boy, I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. And boy, let me tell you something, man. Well, I only say what I hear my father say. When I come on this radio broadcast right here and minister to you, I don't bring my opinion or nothing. I ain't coming with my concepts. Hey, man, I'm coming with some precepts, the original intent and idea, man. I don't represent no denomination, no church, me, nothing, man, my ministry, no other ministry, no religion, no denomination. What you represent, boy? I'm a representative of the kingdom of hell. I'm an ambassador of Christ. Glory to God. I only say on this radio broadcast what my father say. See, you don't hear me a lot of times. They turn to chapter 4 and 4 and turn to chapter, join this book and everything else. Like, yeah, hear me do that a lot on here. But I guarantee you, if you call in, if you can, if you want to, and yeah, I can give you free copies of all these broadcasts, anyone you want. I see them to you free every week. You know, but through technology now and more, there's ways, man, to do anything. It won't have to cost you nothing. All you have to do is just contact us. Ask us to email you or whatever way you think is easiest for us to get it to you, man, we'll give it to you. But again, why? Because I guarantee you, boy, if you listen to this word right here, everything you hear here, most of 80% of it is going to be the word of God. I ain't quoting nothing but scriptures. I ain't speaking nothing but the word of God. It's just fiddly joined together. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. Not, that's why I was man at college didn't mean nothing. I opted out of the degree. I don't need no degree, man. I just come to get the basics to find out something. And man, I came to the place, man, where hey, they didn't have no curriculum on the kingdom of God. Then okay, I got all that I need to get out of there. And then I found that scripture boy where study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man. I didn't go there to get no degree. I got to go there. I went there, man, to get the theology of the Bible. And that's what I got. The man's theology of the Bible. John Henry's commentary, you know. Martin Luther. The founder of the Protestant church. They got all their theology and everything. I heard all of it. Then I saw that was just man bringing his concepts, man, of understanding to the word of God. But in those books, man, that I read and studied and everything else, you know, those commentaries, hey, man, I didn't find no kingdom theology in there. And the first thing I learned in Bible college was, man, the theme of the Old Testament is the restoration of God's kingdom. What that literally means is, man, its theme is, is God had a kingdom on the earth and man his means of restoring it back on it. In other words, boy, they teach you how to preach, but they don't give you the message to preach. So you bring your own message. But Jesus didn't even leave that up to himself. When he sent out them 10 disciples, he told them, hey, listen, go preach this message. What do you mean, brother? He said, go preach this message. What message is that? This gospel of the kingdom. He didn't leave it up to them. He said, go preach this message of the kingdom of God and cast out devils and heal the sick. He didn't even leave it up to them. He said, go preach this message. Why? Because he know we got our own messages. Thank you, Father. Amen. It ain't showing. When Jesus specifically told him, man, go preach this message, the kingdom of God and cast out devils. Why? Because that's the message he was preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Another place he said, hey, let's go to other towns and preach the kingdom of God there. Why? Because that's why I was sent. All through his ministry, boy, he preaching, man, the kingdom of God and the functioning principles of it. That's what the parables are. The keys of the kingdom, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how the kingdom operates and how to function in the kingdom. Those are keys. Those are secrets. Those are laws that governs the kingdom of God, not a religion. If you read that from a religious point of view, man, you missed the whole message of what it's really trying to say. See, that's how you operate in the kingdom. These are laws in the kingdom. There's a law, man. What do you say? The sword went out to sow. Some seed fell on the wayside. Some seed fell on thorny ground. Some seed fell on thorny ground. Some seed fell on good ground. Four different songs. some people hear this message, man, you know, they don't understand it. That's why I said earlier, Lord, help me to make it plain. And if they don't understand it, man, you know, then the birds of the air come and eat them up. Let's see that fall by the wayside or on the turn road on the field. People, and not only that, but man, people say, oh, man, I don't want to hear that. I ain't into that religious stuff like that. This ain't no religion. This one here ain't no religion. That's why I say the kingdom of God is not a religion. Christianity is, but not the kingdom. Well, let me say that different. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But we've allowed the devil to reduce Christianity down to a religion. But Christianity is not really a religion either. It's Christ, it's being like Christ. Christ is a king. With sovereignty, that's complete rule, complete reign, with all power. And what Christianity is Christ-like? Well, that's a ruler. A king if you're in a male body, a queen if you're in a female body. With sovereignty. Sovereignty is complete rule. Over what? Over everything in your life. That's your kingdom, your life. You give us authority and dominion over people. But over all the earth, everything in your life, you rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. If things come to steal and kill, destroy, man, instead of it dictating to you, man, you reign. Don't let heartache, man, and pain and what other people done to you or whatever be might, don't let that reign in your life. They're going to come. But, man, whether you let it reign in your life or not, that's on you. If you let it rule, man, if you let it dictate to you and cause you to react to it, then it's reigning in your life. And all the time, baby, keep that up my bus. What is that? That's in that place. That boy, God has given us all the invitation to. Watch, to come into that place and dwell in that place, man, for a purpose. Because we got a lot of people that's out there in the world, man, they don't know about that place. So we got to come into that place, learn of that place, man, and then go do the same thing where make disciples of all men, too. Go tell of the goodness of the Lord, or what? Go tell men, our family, our loved ones, our friends, our circle of influence about that place. If we're not careful, we go preach to them in the door to that place. And they don't know nothing about the place. But man, that's not what Jesus did. Jesus went and preached the place. And then he told them about the door. Boy, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the light. But I'm not what's behind the door. I'm the way into what's behind the door. I'm the truth about what's behind the door. What you the truth? What do you mean? What's the truth behind the door? All behind the door is all of the kingdom of hell. And his righteousness. All of that. What is that? That's behind the door. What's behind the door? Your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell. And then he told a man, hey, listen, man, no man come to the Father except by me. No man come into that place but by me. If you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. I'm the door. Don't stop at the door. Yes, get a door is prop, is glory, is honor, is praise, is thankfulness, and everything else. And yes, man, you know, worship the door, man. But, man, I mean, why? Because that's the entrance into it. But don't just stop there. Worship the door, man, and go on in behind that door, man, and get your inheritance. Because that's what brings the glory to the door. What good is the door, man, an entrance into a place if nobody don't go behind the door? If nobody don't go behind the door may as well be locked. It ain't serving no use. It's for entrance. It's for us to go, man, through. Through what? Through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the sanctuary, through the church service, through the ritual, through the ceremony, through the religion, man, through all of that, all the way back to the throne of God's grace. Hallelujah. So that we might obtain, man, grace and find mercy to help us more in our times of need. That word that we might find grace, man. That we might find that love of God, man. And the mercy of God, man. What's that, boy? I'm talking about, boy, God, the mercy. Why? That's why I say we deserve everything. That's what his mercy is, man. Even though our sin is like scarlet, yet because of that one man disobedience that caused us, man, to be in this position, man, God said, I'm going to fix that for you. So through one man obedience, he fixed it. Adam transgressed the law. Jesus Christ, boy, obeyed all of the commands of God. Tempted on all points, yet without sin. Why? So that he could taste death for you. Well, with that, boy, that's the grace of God, man, that come into this earth to redeem your life from that destruction that Adam sold us into. So the second Adam, who is that? That's Jesus. He didn't came. That was 2,000 years ago, man. And redeemed our life from that destruction. And watch this here. And restored back to us the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that was on earth in representation of, I don't know if that's the best way to say it, that was on earth, man, you know, what we call a Garden of Eden. That place. And you know what our mandate was? What our assignment was? To make the whole earth just like that place. See, that was just a place that was on a spot on the earth for a moment. Because, well, like we said a couple of weeks ago or last week, where that place, you that place. What spot is you that spot? Because the kingdom of heaven is within you. So if you're standing in that spot right there, the kingdom of heaven right there. If you go downtown, the kingdom of heaven right there. If you go to your neighbor out there, the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is within you. And wherever you go, man, you have a responsibility, man, to influence, man, wherever you go with the kingdom of heaven. That culture, that nature, that lifestyle. That's why Jesus said, like I quoted earlier, man, all you with heavy laden, come unto me. Boy, I'm going to show you great and mighty things and teach you great and mighty things. For what purpose, Arthur? So that, boy, you can come past the gates, past the courts, past the, all of that, past everything, man, all the way into, man, what is originally intended, planning, prayer. Do you know in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, they weren't having no church like what we have here, like what we're doing? And then that, boy, God said it was very good. They was having church, but it wasn't church as we know it. There wasn't no stained glass windows and no buildings, man, and in the Garden of Eden, and preachers and apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. There wasn't no choir members and deacon boards and wasn't none of that. There wasn't no Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Christians and Scientologists and all of that, man, it was none of that. All of that is a product of the fall of man. All that is what the Bible called God's permissive will, what God had to permit to happen. But his perfect will, yeah. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and that's in, man, you know, hey, the gospel of the kingdom. What is that? That's in where his perfect will is. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and that's in the gospel of the kingdom. Where's the gospel of the kingdom? That's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What's in those Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? What's that, boy? That's the perfect will of God. And what's that perfect will of God? That it be in our lives here on earth, that it is in heaven. How you gonna get that done, man? Through our influence, through us impacting men, our world. Every arrangement that's up on here, our territory, we work with the will of God. What's the will of God? That it be in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. Doing what? Impacting the earth with that. With that precept. Establishing man concepts, man, is where we go. What concept that comes from that precept? What's the precept? The original idea. The original intent that was in the mind of the maker of a thing. Its purpose, its original reason for its existence. The idea. Everything began with an idea. Everything. Everything, it was an idea first. The shoes you wear, that was an idea. The car you drive, that's an idea. The house you live in, that's an idea, man. Everything began with an idea. But that's an original thought. And then when it's spoken, then it becomes a manifested idea. Articulated. Words. And boy, that's the creative power of idea and words. It's a creative ability that's on the inside of all of us. That's why I say we live far below our rights and privileges, man. Why? Because we don't know, man, about the kingdom. And boy, God gave me like a B12 shot. He said, man, let me tell you something. See, it's very important that you discover your purpose, man. That's always been my purpose. But to go, man, and let the world know about the kingdom of God. Why? Because the church don't know about it. So the world sure don't know about it. Jesus came to the church first, and the church rejected him. You know, a lot of religious people don't receive what I'm saying. But Jesus said, but boy, my sheep hear my voice. And as many as received him, he gave them power to become, boy, the sons of God. Bible said he came to his own first. He came to the church. He came to the religious world first. He came to the Jews first. He came to the business first. Man, let me tell you something, boy. This gospel on this radio station, man, he coming to his own first. Ain't no sinners, man, listening to gospel radio stations. Mostly believers, man, listening to this station. Unless somebody just tuned in, man. But, man, most of the people listening to this radio station, this ain't a secular radio station. Not doing these hours. So it's mostly Christian people, man, you know, religious people that are listening to this. And what the Bible says, he came to his own first. And boy, let me tell you something, his own didn't receive it. They thought it was all kind of things. A card, a dead Beelzebub, or man, they got him all kind of things. He said, his own didn't receive it. In fact, he said he went to his hometown, and boy, his hometown, when he told his hometown about it, boy, they wanted to throw him out the cliff. Everybody wanted to throw him out the cliff. The Bible said, but he walked right through the midst of, man, you can't touch this. It's the gospel of the kingdom, man. It's an everlasting message. And until it's completed, man, you can't stop it. Until it's fulfilled its purpose, it can't be stopped. So when Jesus Christ, man, fulfilled his purpose and established it on the earth, he said, now I'm going to lay myself down. But it still ain't going to stop him. Why? Because, boy, man, it's on the inside of me. Now, but when I lay myself down, then it's going to be on the inside of a whole lot of them then. And, boy, they're going to do greater works. Why? Because they're going to be a whole bunch of them then. Instead of the devil just having to contend with one, with me, he's going to have to contend with a whole bunch of them. Thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of them and billions of them. That's why I'm on this radio broadcast. You know, hey, listen, man, God said, go into all the world, man, and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And Lord, I'll be with you always. What? That the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. Come and let it and receive it. And it'll begin on the inside of you. So if you receive this word, it's like being born into the kingdom. And when you're born into the kingdom, it's like being born again. And when you're born again, then you're a citizen of the kingdom. That's how you get in the kingdom. You got to be again. Born again. Well, you was once born spiritually, but you got separated from God. To be born again is to be reconciled back to God. To be born again is to take God up on that invitation and come on home and come on back into his presence and let him wash as white as snow. And let him cleanse us, from all our unrighteousness. And let him mold us and let him shape us. All we do is come and put ourselves on the potter's wheel. All we got to do is come. All we got to do is say, yes, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done. Let me tell you something, that seed will take root, man. You might not see no instant, man, things and everything change, but you'll know something that happened. It won't be long before you know something that happened. You might not know instantly. You might not feel nothing. But boy, over the, let me tell you something, when a woman get, man, you know, impregnated, you might not feel nothing, man, that same night or that next day. But boy, over the course of, man, 4 or 5 weeks, she begin to know something. Yeah, she began to feel something. She began to sense something. Why? Because a conception took place. What that is, man, when you come on into his presence. You may not learn everything, man, and know everything and understand everything else, but you'll know something, man. Boy, a conception that took place, man. That's what my prayer is, man, that through these radio broadcasts, man, that God summons you into his presence, that you might feel that place and that you might know that. And that you know that place is available to you and that you can come on into that place and be born again. A little bit of spiritual baby. And then grow up in the knowledge and in the fellowship and the relationship with God from that place. Instead of from a religious place and a religious point of view and a religious standpoint and a Christian, I grew up, man, from the in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And I grew up in that place where it's the secret place of the Most High God. Grew up in that place. What place is there? At the throne of God's grace. In his lap. Growing up in him. So that, man, you too can be sent. What? To your circle of influence. To do what, man? Just like what Jesus told Peter. Hey, man, there's no one make you a fisherman of men. What? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. I told you the majority of the saints, man, don't know about the kingdom. And those who ever come into the knowledge of it and grow in the knowledge of it, then we have a responsibility, what? To go into all the world, man, and teach them, man, what Jesus taught us. What he taught them? You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you see the subject matter to everything that he talked about was the kingdom of God. How many sermons have you heard about being born again? But being born again was not the subject matter of that text. Nicodemus asked Jesus, how you get in the kingdom? And Jesus say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. The subject matter is not being born again. The subject matter is how to get into the kingdom. We preach about born again, and man, if people don't know that born again is just a means to the end. Well, that's how you get in the kingdom. Born of this word. What's that word? Not any word. Word of the word of God, that which was in the beginning. Hey, listen, y'all, my time is up. You know, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. And I trust, you know, that this radio broadcast ministers to your spirit so that you might grow in the knowledge of God's will with all wisdom and spiritual understanding so that you can know what is the hope of his calling to you. And I would encourage you to keep me, because this is God's blessing. I love you with the love of the Lord. I look forward to coming with you. Yes, my wife, Gail, and I ask myself, if you would like to contact us, our ministry number is here. We call 713-870-3776. Once again, that number is here. We call 713-870-3776. Let's keep your life running.
Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry.